Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brendan with Evoke Bike, and I just want to make you aware of a new blog that I posted talking about anaerobic capacity. There was an athlete that emailed in and said, hey, it's interesting. I've read through a lot of blogs. You don't seem to talk about anaerobic work a lot. Why is that? Would you ever consider making a blog? And I was like, this is a great question. Yes. The reason I don't talk about it much is because I don't prescribe it a ton. You don't have to go hard very often. There's not a lot of going hard if you want to become a better aerobic athlete. So what I talk about in the blog mostly covers, you know, the very basic. What are we going to define as anaerobic power? What is glycolysis and what happens to your fuel sources when you go hard? What is anaerobic capacity in cycling? Talk briefly about the hydrogen ions. That's the burn that we feel. It's not actually lactate or lactic acid. That's the lactate is actually reuses fuel when possible. And then thinking about why is this actually important for us to talk about as cyclists? You know, no matter what you're doing, whether it's a hill climb, responding to attacks in a road race, you know, accelerating out of corners in a crit, cyclocross, there's these accelerations and quick bursts all the time. The thing is, more is not better. And without getting super verbose, and it would make more sense to read the article, because if you haven't read this or talked about it much, it took me a little bit to like just read through and get it solidified in my brain what was going on in response to that way in which energy is created and the carbohydrates that we are taking on board, so into our body. Then we're going to go on talk about, you know, can you increase your anaerobic capacity? Spoiler alert, yes. What are the top workouts and why do I give them? Some that focus on maximal power, others that work on anaerobic repeatability, so maybe a little bit less rest, slightly lower wattages. Which ones do I have people do first and why? And then there's a few slides of some different workouts, like actual from Training Peaks that you could use. And I show my WKO, but you could probably, I'm trying to think if you could get this in Training Peaks. Not really. And it's not even that necessary. It's the cherry on the top. It's where you could pick what duration of intervals you're going to do, let's say between 30 and 90 seconds, roughly. And then there are some other, I don't want to say it's wrong. It's not wrong. A different way of looking at this, Training and Racing with the Power Meter, classic book. We've all read it 7 to 8, 20 times, so many times. It's a great book. Some of the workouts in there on paper are ridiculous. And when you're looking at the anaerobic ones, I really don't think you want to go that hard. And there's a couple reasons that I talk about. But number one, if you can actually complete those workouts, you're so anaerobically powered, you don't need to train that much more. Now, if you're not, I don't see how you actually get through these workouts by actually stimulating and training the glycolytic system. At some point, you're going to be using a good amount of energy aerobically, which is not the point of that training session. So make it really hard, have it be super, super duper hard, but you're only doing like 4 to 6 efforts. It's just not as much as you might initially think. You know, training, the total time in the anaerobic zone could be as low as 3 minutes of total training time, 5 by 45 seconds. If you go and do a 45 second full gas effort, 5 of them, that is enough. Trust me. I mean, your watts are going to decrease. And then at the same time, you could do as much as 10 minutes. Maybe you're doing 5 by 1 minutes with short rest and you're trying to do 2 sets of them. I think that is a ton. Like, I don't even do that much. Now, granted, I have good anaerobic power. I don't want more. And it's a balancing act. You can have too much where you're undergoing the glycolysis sooner. So it's important to understand that the end products of that is energy and the hydrogen ions. and the hydrogen ions are what creates the burn. So more is not always better. And then lastly, let me just skim through this. I talk about when to train it. I think there's definitely specific points in the training season that you want to do this. And then the last piece is like how this can actually lower your FTP, in talking about aerobic miles are the training gems, but more anaerobic power is not always better. So it really depends on yourself, and you need to do a little bit of critical thinking here when you look at yourself as an athlete. And you need to ask the simple question, do I have enough watts to keep up with people when there are surges? If you do, you probably don't need to do this very often, and you need to continue to work the aerobic side of things to get stronger, build a stronger engine. So that paragraph goes in a little bit more detail, but if you're going to skip reading it, when you become more anaerobic and create more lactic, you're going to create more lactic acid at lower power levels than you are more aerobic. So this, just check out the blog. It's worth it. And then looking at, you know, how much should we lean on these metrics like FRC, Watt Prime, VLA Max? I'm going to do, I think, a specific video on VLA Max, but the highlight of all of this is just remember, it's only one metric. Whenever there is just one metric and you become hyper-focused on it, it usually doesn't lead to great results. It leads to over-focusing on one thing, and other things in your armor fall to the wayside and you become vulnerable. So do you need to train anaerobic capacity? Check out the blog. Hit us up if you have questions. It's not the most complicated question. Most don't. Some definitely do. Just figure out, based on the bullet points laid out there, which camp you're in. Get it done, but then move on. You got to keep focusing on other things too. You can't just do this. A lot of athletes just going way too hard and too often. So don't be that person. All right. Enjoy the blog. Talk to you soon.